Blog Talk Radio.
To Psychic Reading Sundays with your girl Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. I let the intro music play a little longer because this is the last Sunday of 2015. Yay! And the crowd roars. So I thought I'd let it play that you could hear it, and probably the closing song too, that you can hear the whole song, because it might change next year. But anyway, welcome to Free Psychic Readings from 3 to 4:30 every Sunday until the end of December. We will be gifting each week with a surprise gift. Could be a caller or someone in the chat room. You have to call in or be in the chat room to be eligible. One question per caller, please. The chat room is always open. Your moderator, Miss Nina, who is also the network manager, is in there right now. Miss Nina also is our Reiki master. If you have questions, she'll be more than glad to help you. Or if you need that healing, speak with her. She's also a teacher, a minister, a photographer, and many other things. Me, I've been doing readings for 40 years. I'm not only just psychic, but I do tarot readings, Chinese reading. I think I'm the only one here in Washington who does Chinese reading. And soul card readings. I also tell you who your angels are, who they are standing right next to you. So anyway, now if you desire a full reading on what's going on in your life, go to my website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. I do readings every day, Monday through Friday, starting at 11 a.m., Pacific Standard Time, up until 7 p.m. at night, which is, about 10 o'clock, I believe, on the West Coast. So I try to make my hours available and adjust them to your, working or your home life. So thank you, listeners from around the world, on the phone and the chat room, for supporting our show all year. Without you, it would not be so successful. And me and Miss Nina just want to say thank you all. We are grateful and we do appreciate each and every one of you. And through the year, when we've told you that we prayed for you, believe me, we did, for changes in your lives when you requested it. Well, let me check with Miss Nina and see if there are any announcements before I begin prayers today. And this will be the last Sunday of those. We'll probably be doing some new ones in January. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
Well, I just want to say welcome to everybody listening and on the phone lines and in the chat room. I hope you all had a very Merry Christmas and you were with the ones that you love. And you had a happy time. Just a reminder, the full moon was on Friday, so the pull of the full moon could still be affecting you and yours. And to wish you all a very happy new year. And remember, get rid of that baggage. Don't bring it with you into the new year. Make sure
Amen
that anything...
to that.
Yeah, any emotional baggage, any torn relationships, either make peace with it or get rid of it for once and for all. But get rid of that baggage before the new year. You don't want to carry over into 2016. For many of us, 2015 was a pretty rough one. So let's make 2016 the best we can have.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Nina, for that. And also, let me say belated Merry Christmas to all. And Happy New Year as well. And for those that are PC, happy holidays. Thank you, Nina, for that. That is definitely enlightening. You definitely don't want to carry on or baggage in 2016. And you're right, it's been a very, very interesting year in a lot of perspectives and ways. Okay, well, today's show is brought to you by Right Way Interiors, our new advertiser, making your dreams a reality. The owners are Michael Graham and Anthony Boyd, Monday through Friday, and they do work some weekends. Now, you want to call the Right Way Interiors when you want to, let's say, redecorate or upgrade even some things, or maybe you want to add something on already to your house. These are the guys that will do it. They have two phone numbers. Mr. Graham is 253-878-4483, and Mr. Boyd is 253-820-2669. It's every day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Call the Right Way Interiors. They love to see you smile. Okay, and that is for the Washington area. I guess I better say that. Within Washington State. Okay, so here's our prayers. Cleansing prayer, you know, I always do that as the first one because we want to get rid of all that yucky, pooey stuff and ugliness. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good across all planes of our existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes. We ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all. And so it is. This is for the folks in the chat room, the folks on the phone, and all the people listening around the world. We love sex miracles. We love money miracles. We love health miracles. We love meat miracles. We love power miracles. We love glory miracles. We love fame miracles. We love success miracles. We love winning miracles. We love the adulation of others miracles. We love being better miracles. We love having more miracles. We love knowing more miracles. We love knowing how miracles. We love knowing God miracles. We are grateful for spiritual, mental, and physical knowing from our angels and miracles. And so it is. Now, for financial abundance, I've read this earlier in this year, so, you know, time to just re-up one more time. We are provided every day with financial abundance, for God, angels, and miracles are our shepherds. We shall not want. The desires of our lives are fulfilled. We have no worries. So be it. It is already done. This is to let the past go, y'all. We let go of the past and remember only the good. We are strong. We use our powers wisely. We are free to love and enjoy our lives. So be it, it is done. This is another cleansing prayer. We are asking all our highest guides to remove the wicked, the angry, the evil, loathing, negativities of all known and unknown entities, spirits, past life spirits, present day spirits, okay, future life spirits, from all dimensions of time and space. Here and now, so be it, it is done. Now, this prayer is for all of us women that are looking for a mate and all of us men that are looking for a mate as well. So this is for male and female. And I want you to think about this and listen to the words. And also ask yourself, as you are listening to this prayer, this is what you are really looking for in clarity in a relationship. We desire a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, who stimulates our mind, our body, and our souls with his or her character, integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his love or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, hear me well, people, cultural, mental, emotional, and sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. All right? We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we are, in fact, deserving. Let me repeat that. Because, in fact, we are deserving of having a partner with integrity, who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on himself or herself and sees me as something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring who we are, profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are and why we don't settle for someone who is not what? Our equal. Repeat, we don't settle for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives. So be it. Thank you, God. Thank you, angels and miracles. Now, this is not a prayer. This is just something I want to share with y'all. For people, as Miss Nina said earlier, 2015 was an interesting year. I said it was a year of reflections because a lot of things happen in our lives, whether good, bad, sad, or happy, joyous, whatever. But 2015, it brought it. I mean, I believe it brought the truth out in a lot of things. So if you saw the size of the blessing coming, you would understand the magnitude of the battle you are fighting.
Okay, Lennis.
Sorry. Just kind of got next to me. Forgive me, everybody. Got a little fool. But it's true. If you saw the size of the blessing coming, you'd understand the magnitude of the battle that you were fighting. And that is prayers. Okay, Miss Nina. I think we're ready.
All right.
Two things. I'm sorry. I forgot. Two things. Blue Haven, she won the jewelry last week, but she never called to give me her address or anything to send it to her. So, Blue Haven, if you're listening to the show right now, please call in and let Nina get your address or phone number or something so we can send that to you. If we don't hear from you by the time the show closes, the last caller's going to get a Christmas gift. Okay? And also, we still will be giving away for this Sunday show 1 hour free reading with me and Miss Nina, $85 value that you'll be getting for free. Okay, with that, I believe we're ready to begin, huh, Miss Nina?
We sure are.
Okay, area code 610. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. How you doing, and who's this?
Hi, Miss Nina. This is Sonia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Sonia. How are you today?
Not too bad. Happy holidays to everyone.
Well, happy holidays to you too, young lady.
Yeah, I think Christmas is almost over. This is my favorite part of the year, and I'm getting ready for the New Year's bash party. Yeah, I'm more into the New Year's celebration than the Christmas. Christmas is too crazy. People get too mean when they're shopping, so I can't deal with that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I had one lady try to run me over in the store, and I'm like,
oh,
I'm out of here. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful. It's interesting times this year.
Yeah. I'm not going to fight over anything. You know, they can have it all.
Yeah. It's not worth it.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I'm pretty
joyful.
So what
can we answer for you today?
Yeah, I mean, I'm optimistic considering what has happened to me. I wanted to basically, you know, pick up about work because here's what happened. I was coming back from work on Monday. It was last Monday, the 21st, just 4 days before Christmas. And a guy rear-ended me on the highway really bad. So bad that my two airbags deployed in one shot. And I was driving really far from the car in front. I barely tapped him. And I felt a jolt, you know, like I thought it was going to be. It was pretty impacting because it was smoke in my car. I just wanted to get out of there. And basically, you know, he's at fault. And thank God I had my friend that came to pick me up. I was pretty shaken up because of that, you know. I mean, I'm usually a very careful driver, but this guy he was coming so fast. And he rear-ended me, you know, pretty bad. My car is not drivable anymore.
Sorry to hear that, Sonia. Do you have a question for us?
What's that?
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. Basically, I'm hoping, you know, I'm concerned about my job here. I mean, I do have a temporary car. You know, my job means everything to me right now. I need to, you know, I'm hoping things will progress. And, you know, this car thing also has me worried because, you know, I'm basically just right now just car hunting. And I haven't, you know, I guess the adjuster, I just hope they give me something decent. And because I didn't ask for none of this, you know, I guess the other party will be involved. You know, they have to be responsible, you know, for everything since, you know, it's pretty clear cut. You know, he rear-ended me. So do you feel like as far as...
Are you off work right now, Sonia?
Getting a fair, like, you know... Getting something good back, like, you know, for this, because my car is totaled. It's not
drivable
anymore.
Okay, Sonia, are you off work right now?
No. Yes, I mean, for the holidays, but I got to go back tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I kept getting the word suspended. I don't know what
suspended?
That means, but that word kept coming up as you were talking, suspended, suspension. They're not explaining to me what does that mean, but I just saw that word. Nina, did you pick up anything?
The only thing I'm picking up is they will give you book value for your car.
Yeah,
okay.
I see her. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you'll get money for your car. Yeah.
And as far as me, you see me finding another, because I went car hunting this weekend, and I didn't really see anything, you know, good. I test drove two of them, and they were not, I didn't feel right. And I'm planning on going tomorrow and Tuesday also. I'm also looking online. Do you see me finding anything good?
Yeah, you'll find something.
Do you see that by when?
Pardon me?
Do you see that by when?
In the next week, before the new year.
Right, because I already have the, you know, unfortunately now because of this guy, I have to get a loan. I mean, I need my car to go to work, you know what I'm saying? My job means everything to me. I love it. I love the people. You know, I love my peers. And, you know, like, I have a rental for now. But I got to give that up at some point. So.
you have to give it up when you find another vehicle, because the guy, it was the other guy's, they are responsible for paying.
Right, because my insurance is telling me 10 days, but I'm going to call him back the close of the week. I'm going to say, listen, you got to give me more time and let the other guy pick up the tab, because I don't want to buy a car rush, you know?
Well, they will only pay for a vehicle for a period of time. I don't know how long it is in the U.S. Up here we have a week to 2 weeks.
Yeah, they told me 10 days, you know, and the 10 days is going to be up, I think, the 2nd.
Well, that's what they're giving you. That's what they're giving you. I don't know if they'll
give you anything. But sometimes you can negotiate that, you know?
Well, sometimes. But, yeah, I see you getting another car before the new year, so you shouldn't have a problem then.
Yeah, you see, like a good car, like, you know.
Sonia, we got to move on. But
thank you very much, lady.
We wish you the very best.
You're welcome,
and congratulations on your new vehicle, young lady.
Thank you.
Okay, next caller is area code 774. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this? Oh, what happened? 774 dropped that quick. Okay. 630, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Terrific.
Well, I was calling because there's a lot of change in my life right now, and I don't know if I can just generally see what you see in my cards or whatnot, or if I have to ask a specific question.
Give me a specific question, something. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nina. Where you?
Yeah, I was just going to say a specific question is easier for us to hone in on. If we were doing a full reading, that's a different story, but we need a specific question in here.
Okay. I guess my question is, I'm currently in the midst of a move, and I just feel like with this move will come many changes as far as maybe even career. So anyway, I guess just how you see the move going and my living situation unfolding.
I see the move going well, but they're telling me to tell you be careful of your neck and your shoulders. So I'm assuming that as you're moving and lifting boxes or what have you, that you might strain that muscle really bad. So they just want me to tell you, please be careful with your neck and shoulders. And the move, they said, is good. I see G-O-O-D in bold cap letters with an exclamation mark. So evidently you're making the correct decision. Miss Nina?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm seeing too.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing good, Jenna. Your life choices are good. Keep going that way, queen.
Thank you.
All right, you're doing good. Thank you, Jenna, for calling, and happy holidays to you, young lady.
You too.
Yeah, all right. Bye-bye. I'm having a problem, Nina.
Okay. Janet.
Okay. Thank you.
Area code 917. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hi. Good evening. How are you? It's Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Good. Thanks. I just have a quick question. I wanted to know what you can see for me regarding my love life right now, I guess, coming up.
Okay, in what area? Give us a specific.
Within my relationship.
Okay. Are you in a relationship now?
Yes.
Or somebody you're interested in? Give me his first name, please.
For him, it's Sherwin.
S-H-E-R-W-I-N?
Yeah.
Okay, stop there. Is he in athletics? Something to do with athletics? I see him. He's active.
Okay.
He's a big man. I mean, you know, like a fullback playing football. I see him like that he's a big man. But, I see he's athletic. Or he believes in good health and exercise. That don't see you two together, though. It's like he's on the left and you're on the right. I mean, I don't even see you two dating or anything. He's a person that you know, but not a person you have a relationship with. Am I correct?
No. We've been together for about 6 years.
Really?
And he's not really athletic.
I'm sorry?
I said, and he's not really athletic.
Okay, I got to be honest with you. Are you seeing somebody else, Hannah, beside him? Can you talk?
Can
you, are you where you can talk?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, well, that's what I saw. I don't know what Miss Nina saw. Miss Nina, did you see anything different or?
I didn't see you with the Sherman person.
No, I don't either.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on there. I see lots of blocks in front of him.
Yeah, there's something
okay.
there with that guy. But she said
yeah,
they've been
like,
together for 6 years, so.
Yeah, I heard that. It's like he's afraid of commitment.
Interesting. Okay, Anna, I hope that helped you, and happy holidays to you, and thank you so much for
thank
calling,
you.
And have
Good
a good New Year's. All righty, bye-bye. Area code 952, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this? Hello, hello, hello. 952.
Hello?
Yes,
oh, hello?
You're on the air.
Yes. I have a question. Yeah, hello. I'm new to your show, so I'm so excited to be part of this.
Okay.
No, and to be.
And, who,
and
who's
just,
this?
Oh, this is Julie.
Hi, Julie. Welcome to the show. Glad you called, Queen. Okay, go ahead.
I had a question. My daughter went through a breakup after 6.5 years, kind of unexpected. Don't know what happened to this gentleman. Just kind of part of our life for all these 16 to 23. And did all the things together, and then boom, he's out of here. And it's just, I'm still having a hard time with it because I thought this was going to be the one for her. So it's been about a year, so you see what you see for her.
You know what? You're the mother, right? I'm talking to the mama.
Yeah. Yep.
Be glad. Seriously, be glad they're not together. That was not the guy for your daughter by no means. I see chaos around him. I see a lot of, I shoot from the hip, okay? I see a lot of shit around this guy. He was not deserving of your daughter. Your daughter is a princess. You're the queen, but she's a princess, and she was dating a peasant. He was so below her. I see your daughter is very brilliant, very smart, good-looking young lady. She didn't deserve that, but you know, I tell you, Mama, first love, puppy love. You know what I mean? We can tell them, we can see everything like 5 yards down the street and around the corner, but until they kind of experience it for themselves and see it, then they'll be like, whether they come back to mom or not and say you were right, but they're like, wow. You know, that's what mom was trying to tell me. Right? So you're very supportive, which is beautiful, Julie. I think that's nice, but no, that wasn't the guy for her. There's someone else coming, and this man, I'm just telling you the way they're telling me right now. They said he's a Christian. He's in church, but he's not no Bible thumper. But he's a good man. In other words, this young man is not a, you know, he goes to church. He believes in God, but he's not like every time your daughter was seen like, well, let's pray or let's do this. No, he's not like that. But he has a respect for who God is, and he does respect women. So I will give this young man that. But, yes. Now, is she going to meet him in church? I don't see that. But I see him coming into her life, and he's a good young man from the head to the toes. I mean, it's almost like she went through with this guy to know what she doesn't need in her life that is not for her so that she could get to the one that is for her that's going to love her as a princess that she is. You understand? I know that sounds crazy,
right,
but you know what? Remember, I just read that earlier. Were you listening to the show when I said about the size of the blessing coming? You would understand by the magnitude of your the battle you're fighting?
Yes.
Did you hear me when I read that earlier? Okay. Well, that's what your daughter's going through. But the end result is she's going to be happier than she ever was. In fact, I see two kids. I see a boy first and then a daughter. But I see two kids. But this, her happiness is coming. So that's okay. She learned the lesson. It hurt. It hurt like hell. But she learned the lesson like, that's not you, babe. And it never will be you. You're so much better than that. She's a brilliant, brilliant young lady, and that's what she deserves. Someone who is your daughter's equal.
Right.
Okay,
well, what
Mama.
What time frame are we looking at? Like a year? I mean.
Oh no. I see somebody coming in January. Heck no. No, he's coming up quick. It's almost like the universe was waiting for her to walk away and be done. And then all of a sudden, bam, the door opens. There he is. So he's waiting on her, just like she's waiting on him. Yeah, but no, she's going to meet him in January. Like I said, they didn't show me that she would meet him in church, but they were showing me how nice of a person he is and his beliefs, his character. So, but she will meet him in January. Oh, yeah. He'll make her like almost slap her face, like, why in the hell did I ever get involved with him? But, you know, that's okay. You know why? Because we all learn lessons in life. Some lessons are easy. Some lessons are hard. But once you learn that lesson, you don't need to repeat it. Right?
Right.
Okay. So that's why I'm telling
you. You have a new listener. So thank you so much. And I'll be looking forward to listening to your shows.
Oh, you're welcome, Julie, and thank you for calling in. And your daughter's going to be okay. You just keep being mama and supporting her with all that love you have and those smiles, and she'll be okay. You know, like anything in life, when we hurt, it takes a little time, you know, to process it and work through it, and then we're okay. But her brighter day is coming soon. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, and have a happy new year, young lady. Okay, next caller, area code 850. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
Hi.
All right. What's on your mind, Queen?
I was wondering if any of my people that's passed over, they have something to say to me.
You know, the only thing, I'm not saying that I want, I'd love to do it, but the only thing about it, Sheila, I need to be where it's quiet and it's just me and you, because it takes me a minute to go to the other side to bring them over. Now, right now, as you're talking, there's an older woman around you. Did your grandmother just recently pass? Or your mother?
She passed. Yeah, they both passed a long time ago.
Okay, well, there's an older lady. I'm thinking it more of the grandmother. She's around you. She's one of your angels.
Oh,
yep. In fact,
nice.
She's telling me that you dropped something on the floor, and she put her hand on the hip and said, "Now, why don't that child pick that up, Lord?" It's funny. It's funny.
Well,
but, you know, she's sitting in, huh?
She dropped something on the floor, you think?
You did. And she's standing there looking at you because you didn't pick it up. You kept on going, and she's telling God, like, Lord, why didn't she pick that up? You know, that's why I said it was kind of funny.
I wonder what it was.
But she's one of your angels. She is your grandma, not your mother's, it's your mother's mother.
Right,
she is your angel, yeah. And when you cook real good on them days that you cook and it turns out real good, she's there assisting you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. To make sure that food is good because you're cooking in love and she makes sure that it's love through the food. So, yeah. You know, you might feel a little tickle or a little warmness. That's your grandma.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes, my grandmother. Yeah.
Mhm. Now I do see her. Like I said, because she's an angel, I can see her right by you. Go ahead.
You know what she dropped?
I'm sorry.
Do you know what she dropped?
She didn't drop. You dropped it.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't her. You dropped something, and she's standing. That's why I tell you, she's your angel. She's with you 24/7. She's standing there right by you, and you dropped something, but you just kept on going. You're like, I ain't picking it up. I'll worry about that later. And she's standing there with her hand on her hip like, Lord, why didn't that child pick that up? Yeah. So, yeah, that's why I said it was funny. Mm-hmm. No, no, she's not upset or anything. But she is one of your
important.
Angels.
It wasn't anything important, was it?
It wasn't anything before.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't anything important, was it?
Oh, no. No.
It's funny you should say that because I went into a restroom recently and somebody dropped a penny in the bathroom and I picked it up.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe, but yeah, but she is around you, and your other angel that's there is a male, and he's your great-great-grandfather. You might want to go through your family history because he was in slavery. This grandfather that's there with your grandmother, he's not with her, but he came forward as an ancestor, as one of your angels. He is a fierce protector of you.
Wow.
If you get in situations or something sometime and you cry out, oh, God, don't let this person hurt me. Don't let them start nothing, you know, or blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden you get a peace. You can't explain.
Mm-hmm.
You went from anger at 60 miles an hour to zero, just peaceful. That's because your great-great-grandfather is standing there and he's watching. Not you.
Wow.
He's watching the situation. And what does he need to do to correct that?
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, so like I said, you have to check in your family history because he was in slavery. Great, great grandfather. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
But he's there too. You're welcome, and God bless you. Have a happy New Year, young lady.
God bless you too. Happy New Year.
Okay. All right, Erica. Oh, I forgot I need to do an announcement. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, yes, ma'am.
Just before you proceed, I noticed that we have a couple of block callers further on down the queue. Just a reminder, if you are calling from a block number and you're here to cause trouble, I will disconnect you so fast. It won't even be funny.
Okay, folks. You heard. You know Miss Nina, don't play. Be good. Please be nice. It's the last Sunday of the year. Come on. We don't want no ugliness. Okay, next caller up, area code 631. You're on the line with Linus.
Hello.
And Nina. Hi,
hello.
Who is this?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you can hear me. My name is Rita.
Hi, Rita. How you doing today?
Hi, how are you?
We are doing
hello.
Fine. How you doing, Queen? Can
good,
you hear
good.
Us?
How are you?
Okay.
We're good.
Good, good. It was Christmas. Everything's good.
Of course.
Yes.
Yes. I would like to ask questions. Oh, I'm sorry. I have a cough. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I would like to ask questions. My question is, I have a daughter, which I'm worried about her. And I don't know what to do with her. And I want to help her so bad, if she won't let me. And I don't know what to start. Maybe I need advice or something.
What is your daughter's first name?
Her name is Jennifer.
Okay.
How old is she?
She's in her 30s.
And she's in a bad relationship?
No.
No?
No. Well, she met this guy, but this guy is way. But since then, she's been doing, I don't like things, what she does, the way she talks, the way she does things, the way she answers me back. Not just me, but everybody. Like she's mad all over the world, the way she talks.
I'm going to tell you, Rita, and I'll let Nina talk too. Your daughter's on drugs right now.
She does, right?
Yeah.
How would I take it away from her?
You can't take it away from her, Rita. This is something she has to do on her own. Fortunately, it's a hard road for any family members or for anybody that's involved with your daughter, but it's definitely something she has to do on her own. Believe me, I know. My own daughter is into drugs, and it's a very, very bad situation. And what you have to do is back out of her life and cut her off for a while.
Yeah.
It's called tough love for a reason, sweetie. And that's what you have to do. You have to do the tough love route. Let her come to you.
Is she doing heavy drugs?
I think so. That's what I'm picking up.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know what's going on in her life. She's hiding things. Yeah. And Lennis picked up on it too. So I, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would just, yeah. you can't help her. This is something she has to help herself with. And as hard as it is as a mom, for a mom to sit back and watch and let this happen, you have to. Because all you're doing, if you get involved in this, is enabling her to go further and deeper into this. Okay?
Yeah. And can I ask another question?
No. You have to call. I mean, go into my website, www.theessenceofthisgift.com.
I'm sorry. I have a friend of mine. She would like to talk.
Nina, what do you think?
Well, it would be like another caller, so sure.
Okay. Okay.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Sue, and I'm friends with Rita. And I was just wondering, this man Stanley likes me, but I only really like him as a friend. I just think something's off. What do you think?
Okay. Follow your instincts. They're always right.
To follow my instincts. What do you think it is? A little off.
Something about him ain't right.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Mental.
Everything's go with him, but he's something.
No,
something,
no,
right?
No. It's mental though. I'm seeing more and more. Cut your losses. Delete Stanley out your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because see, he keeps saying he just wants to be my friend. But if then he helps me with anything, then, oh, you don't want to be more than friends. And he keeps, then he'll say, oh, you, that's okay. Oh, you know, back and forth.
No, just get out of and get away from him. You're better off without him, Sue. Find somebody else.
Can I ask quickly about one more guy and that's it? His name's
no.
Sean.
No, one question.
Oh, all right.
One question per caller, but Stanley is not it. Believe us. We see stuff you can't see. So when I told you to delete him, that means get the hell away from him.
Okay.
And I mean as soon as possible.
All right. Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Happy holidays. Okay. I don't know how these other calls got ahead of this one person, but I'm going to get her now. Area code 571. You're on the line with
yes.
Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Fatima. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. It's my first time calling as well. I enjoy the show.
Okay.
I just wanted to know, I started getting interested in working with angels, and I was wondering if that is on my career path. To maybe be of service to the world, working with the angels?
Okay. Before I go there, I'm getting a real strong headache on the left side of my temple.
Ooh.
There's something that's holding you up, that's keeping you from doing what you want to do.
Okay.
And I think I'm getting a headache because it's making you angry. Okay, now it's going away. Your angels, yes, they're there to help you. There's something, I don't know why I got a headache when you started talking about the angels and the spiritual. Is this a field that you are really interested in going and maybe people are talking against you to go into that field?
Correct.
Okay, because I see you really are sincere. I see your sincerity. I can feel it. But I feel like other people, you know, if you say, well, I want to be a tarot reading, I see other people, like, going against you, like, oh, why you want to do that? You know, it's voodoo or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But no, it could be your gift from God to help people that way. So that's what I'm picking up. Like, yeah, you do you. Okay. Yeah. I've been calling everybody a queen and a king. So, Queen Sakima, you do you. That makes you happy. And believe me, the angels are there to support you in your endeavors.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Because I feel in my heart of hearts that that's where I'm meant to be, regardless what, you know. But culturally, I've been brought in a culture where, you know, kind of like do please other people. But now I'm like, no, this is about pleasing God.
There you go.
My purpose for being here is that,
yes. Yes, and yourself, because you're making yourself happy. Anytime you do something that you enjoy, you really put in 100% of the energy, you know. So you're on the right path. That's all I'm going to say is continue, Queen Sakima.
Yep.
And keep up that good work, young lady.
You got it. Thank you all. Bless you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year
to you
too, Queen. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, now let's get back in the row. Now, area code 6. Well, how come you're not going? Oh.
Okay,
there
area
you
code
6. Yeah, okay. Area code, you're right. 678, you're on the line with Lennox and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, how are you, Queen Kathy?
I'm doing great. Okay, now it's better. I heard a lot of static or something. I was calling. I'm trying to find out. I received my intent to foreclose letter if I don't catch up on my payment, my mortgage payment, and I'm going to call them, the bank, on January 5th. I have until the 21st of January to respond or make payments or something. I can't make payments. I'm unemployed. I'm trying to see once I call them, will they try and work something out with me or I'm dead in the water?
You got to show them an income for them to work with you. Even if it's part-time, which is not enough money, but you need to show them some kind of income. Now, I don't know if that's like right now working retail or whatever that you can get a job for a few weeks to show that. But I see that as you're filling out that paperwork, the one thing they ask is an income to work with you.
Right. So
have you thought about even doing part-time work anywhere?
I've looked for work everywhere, and I'm just not getting ahead, which is just mind-boggling. I'm hoping.
Kathy, what kind of work do you do? Excuse me for interrupting you, but what kind of work do you like to do?
I have a degree in accounting. I'm at the controller director level, but I've been looking for jobs for that. I get interviews, I just can't get the offer for whatever reason. Looking on the contract side there, looking above and below my levels. I've also, looked at retail, gas stations, grocery stores, et cetera, and then most of the time it's like you're overqualified. Because, you know, I know people at, the grocery stores and stuff that they just know me because I'm in there all the time. So I'm just hoping. I do have some leads, so I'm just hoping something will come through.
Okay, let me tell you what I see, what they're showing me.
Okay.
That you get a job in housekeeping, and it looks like a hospital / or a big motel, or hotel, I should say. Yeah, the hotel is a big one. So it's either a hospital or that, and it's housekeeping. Now, why they're showing me housekeeping, because they're telling me that you need to crawl first, and then you can stand up and start walking. So there's some dues that you need to pay. So even though this is not in your field, you're taking low, you're crawling to get there, but in the meantime, as you're working there and talking to other people, somebody will notice you or they'll talk to you about a position in accounting. It's like one and one is two. You go from housekeeping to talking to somebody to the, when you get to number three, you're applying for that accounting position. You know, kind of word of mouth, but it's through your working as this housekeeper. So just, I know it's not something that you do. I've done it, and it's definitely out of my field. My field is business administration, but you do what you have to do, like you say, to survive. But that's what they're showing me, housekeeping, hospital or a hotel. And from there, you will make connections for your job in accounting. So in other words, I want you to step out of your own way. Get out of your own way and let things be. Go for it. But when you in January, you got to show those people income. So at least if you're working, you know, they'll work with you. And you'll probably, I see you working like 8 to 10 hours a day. Actually, they're showing me 10 hours a day, which is a darn good salary to show on that paperwork. You know, probably killing you and tiring you out, but that 10 hours a day looks good to them on paper.
Okay. Do you see that coming soon before I call them, or that's going to be after
yes,
I call?
Yes, you can get that housekeeping job this month before the 31st. In other words, Monday, get out there and then fill out at the hospitals or either the hotels, because you'll by January 1st, you know you'll have a job. Or
okay.
January 2nd, the 1st is New Year, so January 2nd, you know you have a job, but you got to do it this week. It's kind of, I'm sorry to say this, Kathy, it's putting pressure on you, but every day this week has got to count when you put in these applications for housekeeping. And then in
right.
January, it just starts the beginning fresh. As Nina say, leave the garbage in 2015, 2016, brand new.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Kathy, and congratulations, because I know you're going to get this job pretty quick, so don't get too surprised, but it's going to be quick. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to you.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Okay, we've got a gentleman caller, Mr. Greg Mason. We are first king of the day. How are you doing, Mr. Mason?
Hello, this is Greg. I'm about an hour away from Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay, Greg. And how are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good.
Okay. I call you King Greg because I call the women queens and the men are kings. So what can we do for you today, Greg?
First, just let me make the comment. I felt led to say that, you know, there's a lot of people out there asking for readings when they really should be just trying to raise their vibration. And that would take away, you know, a lot of the issues. But my thing is, for the past couple months, I've been doing a lot of work, doing a lot of cleansing, cord cutting. But yet, at the same time, I've noticed that I'm still getting some roadblocks, like when it comes to, I'd say, time-wasting activity, like watching the TV and things like that, when I have things lined up that I'm supposed to be doing, like any kind of spiritual work or business work, reading, researching. And it seems like even if I'm going to do something as simple as make a meditation up for myself, I feel like there's this nervous, anxious, kind of, maybe it's a stressful energy that just makes
Greg,
me want. Yeah.
Can I interrupt for a minute? This is Nina. I'm the Reiki master. I'm just going to put this out there to you. Maybe it isn't time for that. There's usually a reason why the blocks are put, and the blocks are there because it's for this to happen. So I'm feeling that that's what's happening. It isn't quite time for you to be. That's why you're watching TV or whatever else you are doing. It can also be relaxation. Sometimes I sit in front of there and I'm not really watching it. It just lets my mind go and it goes to where I need it to be. So maybe that's what you need to be doing right at this. So
okay. Yeah.
There isn't any should be doings. There isn't anything like that. It's what you are doing at the moment is right.
Okay.
Now,
actually, the issue has kind of been, I've been struggling with that back and forth, because on one hand, it's relaxing. On the other hand, if I'm not keeping my game up, so to speak, sometimes my sleep suffers. Like, especially, I feel like I get dragged more into local consciousness, or it's as though, I guess, being part an empath, you know, I'll pick up on something, and instead of observing it, I'll kind of get pulled into somebody else's negativity.
Remember, everything that we go through is a learning process. So you are learning from this as well. So there is no shouldn'ts, couldn'ts, or anything like that. It's all part of the learning curve. So remember that, okay, maybe you're being pulled in that direction, and maybe your sleep is being interrupted, but why is it being interrupted? What have you learned from this? Always go back to that. Don't put any negativities in there. Remember to stay positive, always positive, and what have you learned from that?
Okay. Yeah, I have a rough time with that. I mean, when I feel like my space is being inviolated, whether it is or it's a, you know, an imagination, I tend to want to, you know, defend my... Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, but don't you know, put the positive in there. Instead of dealing with the negatives, put the positive... And I know it's hard. Believe me, I know it's hard. But the more you seek out the positive in whatever is happening, the more the positive will happen.
Okay. Yeah, that's good, because I have been doing some things through group conference calls as far as clearings, and they have really been helping out. So maybe I should stick with that instead of trying to do a lot of the work myself, kind of do it in a more positive way with groups.
Exactly. Yeah, it definitely helps, because the more you have with you on that positive note, the better things will be. So definitely do it that way until you reach a point in time where you think you can do it on your own.
Yeah, because it's only been, it hasn't been that long, but I think once things stabilize, I'll be able to hold the energy better on my own.
Yep, for sure.
Okay, thank you.
You're very
most welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week.
I think 717 is next, Lennis.
Hello.
Oh, okay. I just had the other lady. Where did she go? Oh, my God. Okay. Bless her heart. I just lost her. Area code 717. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Tavana.
Hi, Shivana. Or is it Tavana?
Tavana.
Okay, Tavana. Go ahead. What's going on in Queens, Devana?
Queens? I have a question. My question is, can I just say the question as if you know the person?
What do you want us to concentrate on, a guy? Or what?
Yeah, I have a guy staying with me. Should I?
Okay, well, all we need is the first name.
Go
ahead. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting you. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
His name is Michael. Am I doing the right thing by letting him stay with me?
And his name is Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, has he been equal in sharing the rent and bills, utilities and all that?
I have a job, but I'm looking for something else. And he just heard back from a job, but I don't know where he gets money from, but he does help out as much as he can. And he's supposed to be start working soon. But I kind of, I don't know.
How old is Michael?
27.
So he's kind of finding his way, too, in your 20s, you know, figuring out what you want to do. I see him trying. I have to give the brother A for effort, so I don't want to talk against him. Because I know both of you, you're working and he's trying to find a job so he can be somewhere for the next 10 or 15 years. He's looking for something permanent that he don't have to worry about for a while. I'm not picking up anything bad on him. Miss Nina?
No, I'm not picking up anything bad either.
No. That's all I was asking. I think they're both, you know, you two are just like you forging out to me, finding your way, like, you know, whatever your goals are and what you're thinking about in the future and, you know, money making or getting married or what have you. So right now I don't see any problems with you two. As long as he's helping you in the house and you're not footing that bill by yourself and he is giving you half on the rent or groceries or whatever, beautiful, beautiful.
So do you see it as us together? Like, we're not together. Like, I want to be with him, but he says he doesn't want to be with me, but I don't feel like he doesn't. I kind of feel like I kind of, like, turned him off on,
okay.
You know, being, I kind of feel like he was into me, and then me, you know, him seeing me he didn't like, kind of turned him off.
No, he's just right now, he's not even thinking about you. Right now he's thinking about what he wants to do with his life. You know, he's more into that. Not to say that he doesn't love women now or don't want to be with women, but he is processing, like, he's 27. I don't want to be where I'm at right now. So what job or what can I do with my life? Yeah, so that's what I want to say. It's not you or any other woman. He's thinking about himself and where he wants to go with his life, which is good. I mean, I admire him for that.
That's awesome.
That's good.
Yeah,
so don't give up on it. Just give him a little time and space and, you know, maybe y'all go have a cup of coffee or something or a sippy poo. You know, but just give, but that's all. He's working with himself. So it doesn't matter what woman is around him. He's not interested. He wants to get Michael together first. And I think after that, then yes, he'll be
open. He has said that.
Okay,
because
well,
like today he mentioned about, you know, bringing another female over, and I would not be comfortable with that at all. And I kind of feel like that's not right on his behalf, but, like, I have to, like, I just couldn't. Even if I was to say it was okay, that would really, like, bother me. And I wouldn't want that, you know, I wouldn't want to take that and tell him to get out because I know what he's trying to do with himself.
Well, I would just say give him some time and space. That's all.
Okay.
You know, maybe February before Valentine's Day or something, check back with him and see what, you know, what's he doing or is he involved or he's still working on himself.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh. Have a wonderful New Year's.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Okay, we got to do this. Area code 562, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Okay. Yvonne, haha.
She's our 11th. You're
Hello?
Our 11th, Yvonne. Surprise. You're our 11th. You've won
a prize. What do you get if you let her call?
Well, hang on.
You let her talk.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead, Ms. Nina.
No, you go ahead. Dennis, you tell her what she's won.
You have just won, come on down, an hour free reading with Linus and Miss Nina. Normally an $85 value. You get it for 1 hour with both these ladies. Are you tickled and happy?
Yay!
So I want you to stay on after we answer your question. I want you to stay on so she can get, you know, your phone number and everything so we can set up a reading for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, well, thank you, Yvonne. Okay, well, what can we answer for you, Queen?
I just want to know, do you see me moving anytime soon?
Okay. I see you sliding or slithering off. What the hell? I see you moving, but you're being slick with it. Like you don't want people to know where you're moving. It's almost like the moving truck is a block away from where you're at. So that's just to tell me you don't want these people in your business, wherever you at now, that where you move to, you want your privacy. Yeah, you're moving. I'll just say do it in the right way. But I see you like you being slick, like sly, pimp walking away, or either like a snake. You ain't going to see me. I'm gone. So, yeah, you're going to be moving. I'm just going to say do it the right way. And it looks like you're either 10 miles from where you're at right now. Hello? Yvonne?
Yeah, what did you say?
You didn't hear any of that, girl.
I didn't hear the last part. What did you say?
Okay, I got to think. Who did I tell her?
You said she's going to be moving 10 miles away.
That's it. Oh. Okay, it's coming back. I'm asking angels now. Okay. Yes, yeah, so you're going to be moving 10 miles away, and you don't want to be bothered around the people that you are right now. Because I saw
yeah,
you slicker as a snake, it's like, yeah, you come over here Monday, I won't even be here.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Yeah.
Okay. So you
yeah,
are moving,
you are,
then.
Yeah,
go ahead,
for
Nina.
Sure. Yeah, for sure you are moving on. And if you would just hang on, and I'm going to get your information from you, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right. Well, thank you, Yvonne, and congratulations to you again for being our winner the last Sunday in the month with the reading. Beautiful. Okay. Well, next call is area code 509. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello.
509.
Lucky chick. I was such a lucky chick, Miss Linus.
Oh. And who is this?
Erica. From Washington
okay,
State.
Okay, Queen Erica. Good afternoon to you, young lady.
Yeah, I'm so excited to go back to school because my roommates and I are doing a vision board of the year, like what we want to accomplish throughout the year. And then one of my roommates, he also suggested putting in a jar, like every night before we go to bed, writing down one thing that made us smile that day. And then
you
just put them out and read them out to each other. Yeah, so I thought that was really cool. I know.
Oh.
He's creative,
Well, I don't need
too,
to answer anything
so.
For you, girl. You got it going on. Go on with it, Queen Erica. You're doing very good.
Kind of. I was just wondering if you can give me any insight as to a new boyfriend. Now that I will be moving into for the internship in Olympia, which is really close to Seattle, I think that
okay.
I could just hire a matchmaker.
Oh, no, you might need somebody at school. Hush. Keep them antennas up, honey. I see three guys circling you right now. But it can be more because they're showing me plus two. So, yeah, when you get to college, just keep your antennas up and like, who are you?
Oh, it's going to be the internship first. That's what I'm going to do till March, and then I go back to school. And then during the summer, I'm going to take a vacation to Mexico, so I'm excited. But like I said, I just want some insight on like a time frame or if you pick up anyone that I would like to, because that kind of matters.
Well, I'm not picking up a time frame, but I just see that in your internship you're going to meet several men.
Oh,
several men. So that's
nice.
Why I said put your antennas up and, you know, really if you're interested, look at them spiritually, mentally, and then, you know, if it goes there physically. But, you know, don't get anybody that's not your equal. You know,
uh-huh.
like how you feel spiritually, that's beautiful. That's what I'm saying, you're equal, that maybe they have a spiritual sense and mentally they have a goal to where they're going just like you. So that's
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying, somebody that's your equal. So, but you're going to have several opportunities, young lady. Several
oh, cool.
opportunities. Oh, yeah.
My antennas.
That's
that was funny.
Yeah, because, you know, different guys, your girlfriends might even get, they're like, God, two different guys came to you in one day? Wow. You know, it's like, I don't know, maybe I'm popular. You know, but the universe is just pouring out gifts. The men are gifts.
Nice.
You decide who you want to be with, you know, so have fun. Jeez. Have fun, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're doing good. That's all I got to say. You're doing fine. And once your internship, call me back and let me know about all your men. And send one this way while you're at it.
Shit. Well, I just want one to stick around. And that I like. Yeah. Does Miss Nina here, like, does she pick up something different? Like maybe a time frame or someone significant?
Because I wasn't on for the whole call, I'm not sure. I am picking up that you are going to meet somebody pretty darn important in February.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hello, somebody. Ooh.
Okay. That works.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy
them. Oh, you're most welcome. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
Have a great new year. You're going to enjoy this new year immensely.
Yeah, I know that vision board has me excited. Like, there's something to look forward to each month, I feel like, and especially, you know, the trip to Mexico, because I want to go to the pyramids. Like, I want to learn about my culture, so I'm excited. And it's a family trip, too, with my mom and grandma, because I never know when, you know, grandma's going to be gone or something, you know, something happened to me.
Bless your heart.
Like, we need to, like, build memories, and, you know, she hasn't gone in a while, so, yeah, but
bless
thank you.
Bless your heart.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
You have a wonderful
have a
2016
day.
And a happy new year from both of us.
Yeah,
yes,
you too.
Ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Okay. Area code 347, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
My name is Latima.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we can't hear you. Can you talk into the phone? You sound like you're way over in London.
Oh, that's my daughter's name, too. I got her in my lap.
Oh, okay. So your name is what? Fatima?
Latima.
L-A-T-I-M-A?
Yes.
Oh, all right. That's pretty. All right, Queen Latima, what can we do for you, girl?
Hi. The last time I spoke with you, right, you told me about a guy you see coming from me, that like he was light-skinned and tall, and he had nice teeth. But over the summer, I had a connection with an officer. I want to know if you see, like, a reconnecting going on.
Oh, okay. No. What's his first name? Oh, whoa. Would you say Nina said no?
Said no. It cannot be rather. No.
Ooh.
Huh?
No.
Don't go back that way then. Nina said no. Mm-mm.
But, do you see him coming towards my way? And I should just
say
no?
No. He's not coming your way.
Oh, okay. Because I was told someone was coming in January. I was trying to see if it was the same guy she was saying.
Nope.
He told me he's somebody in, he's like a church guy, type of guy. And he's coming in January.
Okay, well, it ain't January yet. But the one you're with now, or want to be with, as Nina said, no. No. So be patient. There's another guy coming in January. He'll be more close to your equal, to who you are. But
mm-hmm.
This one don't, yeah, this last one just delete him and move on.
Oh. Okay, thank you.
All right, Fatima, have a happy new year. Thank you for calling
you
the
too.
Show.
Okay.
All right, I'm going down. 850, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, 850, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, yes, you already read me already. I'm just listening to
oh,
the show.
Oh, you're just listening. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
So
sorry.
It's all right.
Linus?
I don't want to...
Yes.
Let us go to that caller that's blocked. It's okay. I've got my finger ready.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Patricia. I'm glad I called back. I got hung up on.
Oh, probably because you've got an unlisted number.
Oh, I'm
you have a
lot of
people.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just saying, and usually those numbers is people that act kind of nasty, so that's why we don't answer them. But anyway, you don't sound like that, Queen Patricia.
No. I'm not calling to make trouble. I promise
no,
you.
No, I know you're not. Okay, well,
and I appreciate you taking my call, because sometimes I can't help it if my phone number comes up that way. So I apologize.
Okay.
But I'm calling to find out if there's any, like, a secondary income coming in for me. I'm working right now, but I'm just not making enough. It's not cutting it. I like the job, but I don't know if a brand-new job is coming or if there's something like a supplement coming
my way. Do you live in the Phoenix area?
I live close by. I mean, I'm in the Southwest. Yeah.
So you are in Arizona, because they're showing me Phoenix right now. Do you live in Arizona?
No, I don't. I'm a state away.
Oh, okay, so you're just in California, either Vegas. I mean, not Vegas. Lord have mercy, Nevada.
I'm in the South.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because they're showing me Phoenix when you were talking about second income, but they were saying also your health.
Mm-hmm.
The warmer climate is also conducive for your health. Do you have problems in the, like, the cold and the rain type of weather?
You know, I've been experiencing, like, some weird, like, neck aches. And I guess when the weather turns cold, I get, like, this, like, arthritis. It's not arthritis, but
yeah.
It's like my bones kind of chill up.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but like I said, while you were talking, they said Phoenix, Arizona, so that's why I was asking, did you live there? And then they said health, very good health. So I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you said you just stayed away, so that's okay. I know you asked about the second income, but when they give me other information, I just believe in telling you right then.
Oh,
okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Let's see, second income. Ooh, I see you at either an ice creamery, because you've got a white apron on, and you're helping people. I want to say an ice cream joint, but yet you're also, well, there's food there. That's strange, because I'm seeing in front where the people are standing, there's nothing but just barrels of ice cream, kind of like Baskin and Robbins. There's all these barrels of ice cream, and you're there. In fact, there's four of you, three women and a guy. And people come in, you know, to buy ice cream. So I see you working that. But it's also, I saw another place, but it was like sandwiches. You know, like people just come up to the counter and say, oh, I'd like a turkey sandwich. And you put the order in for them, and then they'd pick it up. So that's two places. But, well, one is close to your house. That must be the ice cream place. Is it
Starbucks.
That one or the sandwich? I'm sorry, say it again.
Starbucks.
Okay, there you go, Patricia.
Okay.
There you go, because they have windows, too, for their little necessities if you want to have with your coffee. So, okay, there you go. So Starbucks can help. I don't see you working a double job after the end of February. Something changes it by the 1st of March. You're making really good money. But I also see it's like a slap in the face. I don't understand that. I'm trying to pick it up why by March you make good money, but yet it's like a slap in the face, like you should have been making this a long time ago. Maybe that's
where
what it
I
is.
Work
yeah,
now.
You should... No. Not where you work now. This is another job, but it's a good paying job. It's almost like you should have applied for there a long time ago, and you didn't. You had reserves. But you finally apply. You start working March 1st, and the money you're making, you're like, wow, why did I wait? You know, so if it's a company out there that meets your qualifications but you've been a little leery about, in January, apply there. Apply at that company or two or three that you might have had your eyes on but you just thought, I don't think so. Because actually, that's where your job is.
Okay.
A full-time job, not two jobs, but a full-time, yeah. But
yeah.
By March next year, you'll be doing real good. So Yep, just hang on. Do a little Starbucks for a minute. You never know who you might meet, too. You know, a closed mouth, Patricia, doesn't get fed. So even if you're working at Starbucks and say, well, you know, it, you know, you just chit-chat with people, you can say, like, you know, do you know anybody that's looking for someone in such and such field or whatever? And they're like, really? Yeah. And you're like, bam, there you go. There's one, you know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Nina, do you pick up anything?
Pardon me?
I was going to ask you if you picked up anything as well. I know you said Starbucks.
I said Starbucks, and, yeah, I'm thinking that by March you won't have to work two jobs.
Oh.
You'll have a new job or – no, I'm not picking up the new job. I'm picking up full-time where you are now with better pay.
Hmm. Wow, because I'm coming up with blocks there. There's I haven't had a raise in a long time, and is there just going to be like some transition?
When that person leaves, the air will be better to breathe.
Oh, okay.
You know who that person is, so when that person leaves, not only when I'm talking, the air will be better to breathe, but certain things will start happening that should have happened a long time ago. Okay.
Yes.
But once this person left, and everything opened up.
Yeah, it is a new job in the company that you're with now.
Okay, and it's something that I'm really going to enjoy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because I'm getting stressed out with what I'm doing now. And
take a deep breath and just know that something better is happening.
Oh, thank you. You made
you're
my
welcome.
Whole 2015. Thank you for that insight.
Oh, you're most
thank
welcome.
You for that,
thank you
that
for
that nugget
calling.
Of hope. Yes, I appreciate
nope.
it very much.
Stay positive. That's what Nina says, and things will come.
Yes, I do believe
okay.
it. Thank
right
you.
Right on. Well, thank you, Queen Patricia, and have a happy new year.
Oh, and you also. Many blessings for the 2016 to the both of you. Thank you.
Oh, you too, young lady. Thank you. Okay, I think we got time. We can get one more in. We're doing
hey,
good
five.
Today. Eric Cody, Shiro, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nita.
Oh, it's me. It's me again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I keep doing that to that child. Lord have mercy. I'm sorry. Area code 815. And you know what?
Hi.
Is this honey? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Honey, you got a Christmas present coming.
Yay.
I need
yeah.
a hang back.
You're our last caller. You get the Christmas present.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. So you got to give Nina your address and everything, and I will get it out in mail this week. Try and get it to you before New Year's. If not, it'll be Saturday, but I'll try and get it out this week.
Righteous.
Yeah, that's a surprise. Somebody else
thank
got
you.
The reading, but the package you're getting is a surprise.
I know
so
you guys are tired of reading me. What's up with these hot flashes? Nina said it was perimenopause and I'm not ready. I got enough stresses. I don't need all that.
Welcome to womanhood. The second half of womanhood.
I ain't ready.
Poor baby. Tiffany, would you please email me your address and stuff, please?
Absolutely, positively.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
But, no, you're definitely in perimenopause, my dear. Unfortunately, it all happens to every one of us.
Do you know I'm only 45? Don't I have another 5 or 6 years to go?
No, I was only 42, so suck it up, princess.
Dang, how long does it last?
I know, that's right. I'm laughing.
Does it go away? Does it last forever?
Flash.
Is it just a phase?
It
your body
does.
Just goes through changes. Yeah. Go ahead, Nina.
Yeah. It will last for a little while, and then once we're into full blown menopause, then it doesn't happen so often, but it will still happen.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. Oh, I thought it was stress. I was like, as soon as I get rid of my stresses, I'll get rid of the flushing. No such luck, huh?
No. Sorry.
Oh, joy.
We
I'm
going to
find a man
world.
With my hot flushing angry ass now. Now what am I supposed to do?
Well, Blanche, let me tell you. You remember Blanche off of Golden Girls?
Yes.
Yeah, but she had a fit when she started her period. She said, I mean, hot flashes. She's like, no, I'm pregnant.
This is miserable. Well, it's good that it's in absolutely winter because I don't get cold at night anymore. I don't have to turn on the heat. I can save on the electric bills. But I was just hoping it was stress and I could just get rid of all the stressors and be okay. Oh, joy, this is going to be a ride.
That's okay. I will, when you send me your address, I will send you some herbal remedies for this, and it will help control it a little bit.
Yay! Win-win!
Look, like a child.
Is it coming any day?
When it comes in the mail, I'm going to put it under the tree. And then unwrap it the next day like it's Christmas all over again.
There you go. I'm so glad you called. And Honeybee, thank you for all year long calling in and, you know, checking with me to show how things are going on. We really do appreciate that. I want to say
I appreciate you, ladies, too.
Yeah. I want to say this again. You've been listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank our listening audience and the people in the chat room and, of course, the phone calls. This has been a good year for the show, and we do thank you. We had a couple of instances with a little ugliness, but, you know, such is life. Everything is not perfect. But we want you to know that we do appreciate you. And in January, we'll probably be doing some new stuff, not only me but Miss Nina. So do listen in on Sunday for the show, and we'll give you the lineup for the week. What else can I say? I hope everyone has a blessed, happy, and safe New Year's because I want to hear from you again in January and find out what's going on in your love life, your job, you know. So I hope it's a very blessed New Year's. Miss Nina?
Yeah, happy New Year to everyone. Remember, get rid of the baggage before the New Year arrives. So all this week, from Monday to Thursday, get rid of that baggage before midnight on the 31st. Get rid of it.
Amen.
Make peace with whoever, whatever you have to make peace with. If it's yourself, so be it. Do it.
Yep. Amen. Honey, do you can have a... Go ahead, say something before we go off.
Tiff, thank you for being...
Go ahead, honey.
Oh, okay. I love you guys. Peace and blessings to everyone. I wish everyone a fantastic 2016. Love you guys.
Love you,
love
too.
Love you, too. All right. This is the end of the last show of the year for 2015. Thank you, God. We are almost through with this year. As I'm looking forward to 2016, as Ms. Nina said, with all the positiveness that I can have, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Miss Nina, I'm going to let you close the show out.
You all.
Say it again.
God bless you all.
All right. There we go. Okay, y'all. See you next Sunday in 2016. And thank you again for joining us. Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Miss Nina. Take care, y'all. We love you.